Dr. Sarah Laurie is a former GP. She's fought like hell, all of this, to the point of exhaustion. She's on the line. Sarah Laurie, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
You have written to the South Australian Premier Jay Weatherill, asked him to hold a public inquiry into the conduct of the South Australian Environmental Protection Authority with respect to the monitoring of wind turbine noise and the inadequate wind farm noise guidelines. You've raised concerns about the conduct of this EPA because you've got a photo showing the location of the acoustic microphone was underneath a large gum tree.
That's correct, Alan, and it wasn't the only one. There was another microphone at another location, also set up by the EPA under a different set of trees, fir trees this time.
It's just a staggering, isn't it? I mean,
look, it's fraud.
It's fraud, but what's the agenda here? I mean, you've got Mary Morris. She took the photo. This poor woman, I've spoken to her. She's fought like hell. She's exhausted. They're living in this acoustic footprint of wind development. You've got Napthine as the Premier of Victoria. His electorate is the MacArthur Wind Farm.
Yep. Look, it's not confined to one state, Alan. As you pointed out, it's. I mean, I know residents who are impacted badly by turbine noise in Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria and South Australia.
You've got this American psychiatrist, Dr. William Hallstein, giving a very eloquent short summary of what happens to people when they're severely sleep-deprived and describes what is happening to wind turbine noise affected residents, residents affected by wind turbine noise, as abuse.
Yes, and it is.
You've got the judge at Falmouth, Massachusetts, saying, and I quote, he's talking about two wind turbines causing, quote, irreparable physical and psychological harm to the health of neighbours. He ordered the turbines be immediately turned off. Now, where is it? You've got people like Wayne Smith, a Professor Wayne Smith, Kerry Chan, Department of Health. These are professors telling lies to the Planning Assessment Commission.
Look, Alan, I think it's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. I mean, there is peer-reviewed published evidence showing that there is serious harm to human health because of sleep disturbance and impacts on mental health. You know, perhaps there's a view that mental health problems are not health problems. I really...
1985, Dr. Neil Kelly and his team of researchers in a three-year acoustic field survey in the United States of America found direct causation. By the way, at 7:30, I'll stay with Sarah Laurie. Direct causation of sleep disturbance and other symptoms from wind turbine. 1985. They've known this for ages and ages.
That's correct, Alan.
These results were presented to the American Wind Energy Association in 1987. No surprise there that the judge, therefore, in Massachusetts said, basically, ruled that two wind turbines caused irreparable physical and psychological harm to the health of neighbours.
That's correct, Alan.
You've got this Professor Wayne Smith, denying, advising, and Dr. Kerry Chant advising the Planning Assessment Commission here that there is no, quote, their words, there is no published scientific evidence to link wind turbines with adverse health effects. This is advice to the Planning Assessment Commission in New South Wales about 33 wind turbines near Wellington, and this is this Professor Wayne Smith, a letter signed by Dr. Kerry Chant. There is no published scientific evidence. That is a lie.
It's incorrect. Absolutely incorrect.
Graham Lloyd, the environmental writer for The Australian, wrote in July, quote, health impacts caused by low-frequency noise from wind turbines have been known to US researchers and the renewable energy industry for more than 25 years.
Precisely.
And Albie Schultz, did he not, in opposition, tried to get independent health and acoustic research done, and he was blocked by the now Energy Minister McFarlane.
Yes, that's right, Alan.
Dr. Paul Schomer, a PhD in electrical engineering acoustics from the University of Illinois, an American expert, presented a paper at the 5th International Conference on Wind Turbine Noise in Denver, Colorado, this year, 28th to the 30th of August, the paper entitled A Proposed Theory to Explain Some Adverse Physiological Effects of the Infrasonic Emissions at Some Wind Farm Sites. And he argued that there was scientific literature of people being made ill by low-frequency sound and infrasound.
That's correct.
It's everywhere, this stuff.
There's more and more evidence.
Yep.
It's being ignored, and it's being ignored in Australia by health, planning and noise pollution regulatory authorities, and even by...
Why? Why? What's the agenda here? Why?
I think there needs to be a full inquiry.
It's Royal Commission stuff.
In South Australia.
I mean, didn't a Senate inquiry recommend 2 years ago that we get wind turbine health research done in this country, and a precautionary principle would say, until we can now verify what these American researchers and scientists are saying, there should be no approvals given?
Look, we've been saying that for a while, Alan. We've said that there should not be approvals given to turbine developments closer than 10 kilometres to people's homes.
Or, if there is, put them on Bondi Beach.
Well.
Put them in Macquarie Street. What?
Yeah. Well, there are clearly problems, and there have been for years.
Dr. Kerry Chant signed, this is the head of New South Wales Health, she signed a letter about wind farms to the Department of Planning and said, and you've heard everything that I've just read to you, quote, New South Wales Health advice is, there is currently no health evidence to support a generic 2 kilometre separation distance from a proposed wind turbine. That is a lie.
Look, you're absolutely right. We do need more research. However, on the basis of the evidence that we have now and on the reports from people around Australia at existing wind developments, particularly the larger wind developments, there are serious reports of harm to health, particularly from the cumulative impact of chronic severe sleep deprivation out to at least 10 kilometres and in some instances further. These people are being harmed by noise pollution that we knew nearly 30 years ago was going to cause these problems.
Absolutely.
And those frequencies are not being measured deliberately in the noise guidelines. I mean, it's a disgrace. It's a global problem. And it's an appalling abuse of people, and it's an abuse of power by government.
But subsidised by taxpayers.
Yeah.
Subsidised by taxpayers.
Well, in effect, every electricity consumer who pays a bill, who's paying a proportion of their bill towards the renewable energy certificates, is subsidising abuse of country people.
Correct.
And driving them out of their homes.
Correct. And if there was no abuse, okay, no abuse, we'll put them on Bondi Beach, put them in Macquarie Street, put them on Parramatta Road. Plenty of wind there, plenty of wind on Bondi Beach. Yeah. Why do they have to be at Goulburn? Why do they have to be at Blaney? Why do they have to be at Orange? Why do they have to be at Wowbra, where you are? See, the thing, the reason I'm talking to you today, we've talked before on December 11, 2 weeks from Christmas. Now, I don't get maudlin or emotional or sentimental about this, but it's Christmas coming up. How do these people manage at this time of the year, every day, every night, facing the utter debasement of their quality of life?
It's very difficult, Alan, and it's even more difficult when they know that more approvals have been rammed through and there are going to be more of their country folk who are being impacted. They know what it's like and they don't want to see anyone else suffer the way they are suffering.
Amazing. You're a great lady, Sarah Laurie. Thank you for your time. To you and all the people that make contact with you and who are listening to us here, I hope you have a happy Christmas, as happy as it is possible to have. But I suppose the only thing we can say, Sarah, we'll be back. We'll be back.
Indeed.
The fight is on.
The problem is not going to go away, Alan.
Not going to go away.
People are determined that things are going to change.
Good on you. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. Here we are. There, but for the grace of God, eh? It's unbelievable, isn't it? And that's what I said at the beginning. We're coming to the end of the year, and as we draw to the year, one conclusion is inescapable. Government in this country has been diabolical.